Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined for my weekly chamber chat by Don Van Howling, the owner of Van Wall in Perry, and Lindsay Pasuti, the new chamber executive director. So Don and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
So Don, we will start with you. First of all, anyone who's driven on Highway 169 or Highway 141 has noticed that in that Four Corners area, there's a new building going up, and that is one of yours. So what can you tell me about this?
Well, as we have continued to find the value of pre-owned equipment going up and up, one of our keys is to make sure that as part of our process that pre-owned equipment, particularly combines and planters, does not sit outside. So it's our goal that that equipment that we trade in, which is a big part of our business, that high quality equipment is kept under roof so it doesn't age or deteriorate based on weather and outside influence. So that facility is designed to take care of and cover approximately 24 large combines and planters. And in addition, since we bought the whole corner east of the drive, we will use that as an area to also display some of our new equipment in front of the building. So we'll use it for two purposes.
Okay. So it's a good spot to be viewed, I imagine. Is that kind of why you wanted to put that up there?
Well, if you'll notice, you don't necessarily see the Van Wall site if you're going south on 169 or north on 169. So it gives us that viewpoint as well as a very positive viewpoint if you're on 141. So people can now understand that we're there no matter which way they're going on the highway.
All right. Very smart. Now, tell me a little bit more about Van Wall, like as far as your history and what you offer.
So Van Wall originated in 1977 when I became a junior partner with Barney Wall. And so that's where the Wall comes from. And he's the one that allowed me to get started in business. Prior to that, I worked for John Deere for 10 years. And so to honor what he did for me, and I continue to honor his name, so that's where Van Wall comes from. So from that beginning of one store, today we have 25 locations, and we cover about 40% of Iowa, north and south. And we have about 550 employees. And so it's gotten to be a rather large business over that 30-year span of time. And we handle agricultural equipment. We handle construction equipment. We handle lawn and garden equipment. We have a very large solar installation business. So we do a lot of renewable energy business. We also have a large forklift business. We sell Doosan fork trucks across all of Iowa and in Illinois and in Nebraska. So in addition to that, we have a power sports business that goes from BMW motorcycles to Polaris ATVs. So pretty diversified in what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you say you're more known for the implements and that sort of thing?
Yes, 20 of our locations are agricultural based. That's what we have grown our business and that's our foundation.
All right. So as far as your business here in Perry, you know, you're expanding. What's the future of the site here in Perry?
Well, as we have not only the 16 acres that you see there, we purchased the 16 acres behind KDLS. So we don't ever have to worry about running out of space to grow this business. So this land that's behind your station, we purchased that 4 years ago. So we don't have to worry about running out of room.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
Well, I just think one of the things that might be hard for people to understand is if they want a John Deere, if they want something to mow their grass with or blow their snow with and stuff, you know, they come by and they look at this big equipment and they say, man, I'm kind of intimidated by going into that building. But I want everybody to know we're very focused on their business, whether they want to buy a Polaris off-road vehicle or they want to buy a snowblower or a John Deere lawnmower tractor, whatever, or a Honda mower or a Honda generator, come see us.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Now we'll bring in Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, first of all, we have an event coming up a week from today, and that is the Lunch and Learn that we've talked about before.
Yes. So we're partnering with the Perry Economic Development and bringing in Mid-American Energy and Alliant Energy for a Lunch and Learn. And the idea behind that is that business owners, community members that are chamber members can learn how to become more green and save green by being more energy efficient. So that'll be the presentation about small steps, big steps to do, and then kind of gearing up towards those energy audits and things like that to really take those big steps to be more energy efficient and hopefully save some money in the process.
All right. So as far as the details for the event, like cost, location, time, what are all those?
So it's Friday, March 23rd, noon to 1 p.m. at the hotel, Patee. It is free, but we are requesting RSVPs. So you can call the chamber office at 465-4601 or send us an email, perrychamber@perryia.org, and we'll get you signed up. We're requesting those RSVPs by March 20th just so that we can have a lunch count because lunch will be provided for those that are in attendance.
All right. Sounds great for that. Now, let's spend the rest of our time today talking about the annual awards banquet, which is coming up, starting with the nominations that people can do for that.
Yeah. So every year at the annual dinner, we celebrate the people in the community by having an award or multiple awards. This year, we're just sticking to two. We have the Spirit of Perry Award, which is the Business of the Year, and then the Jack Finiseth Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award. So those are the two awards that we are hoping we'll get lots of nominations in for so that we can select the recipient for that. And so we've got lots of great candidates already in the community that people can think of being great members, helping out, and then great businesses that are outstanding to their customers and their employees and everything like that. So we're just looking for nominations by March 21st.
All right. So if people want to nominate, how can they go about doing that?
So the best way to do that, if you're a chamber member, is to check your emails. There would have been an invitation to fill out a form that way. But if not, or if that got shuffled in your inbox, just give us a call or email and we can help you with that form to get those names submitted.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about with the awards banquet is that people can RSVP for it now, and they should RSVP now for that, correct?
Yes. And so that's all online, or you can call or email us to do that as well.
All right. So one more reminder, when is the banquet?
April 10th.
All right. Well, Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Don Van Howling and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.